don't like certain people? Help for that problem is found in Christ. Today we're going to cover what it means to love others even when they are acting in an unlovable way. On social media, people like this post and like that post. If only it could be so easy to like this person and like that person. Amen? Seriously, let's be honest. Do you like everyone? I have really, really struggled, because I'm human, I have really, really struggled to like mean people and certain people who intentionally do things to irritate others. But the good news is that the Lord has not called us to like everyone in our natural ability. He's called us to love everyone with His love, not our like. We're to accept people who know the Lord and who need to still grow in the Lord. We all need to still grow in the Lord. And I know that some of you may have just groaned right now. It's like, oh, but that's so hard. And I do relate. But the fact of the matter is that for us to accept our siblings in Christ, we need to accept Christ and His help to love the ones that are just hard to like. And we are to accept our siblings in Christ, yet not accept their sins. Let's read Romans 15:7. I'm going to use the Amplified version. Therefore, continue to accept and welcome one another, just as Christ has accepted and welcomed us to the glory of our great God. That scripture really gets me. It reminds me that when there are irritating people, we need to ask the Lord for grace and remember how He has loved us and accepted us with all of our own quirks and problems. And yes, we all have quirks. I know I do. And when we get fixated on someone who acts in an irritating or mean way, we don't look at Jesus anymore, because we're just looking at that person. And that's not what the Lord wants us to do. So let's cover some insight on the mean people. We've already talked about the irritating ones. Now we're going to talk about the mean people. Okay. Time after time, I have discovered that the meanest people are those hurting the most. Now, most people have heard the saying, hurting people hurt people. Well, there is truth to that. But it's also important that while that grants us insight, it does not grant us an excuse to dismiss and enable what mean people do. Rather, it's an insight into how to pray for them and treat them in a loving, God-honoring way. But again, it's not an excuse to enable them to do more harm. Forgiving is not saying that what that person did was okay. Forgiving is responding to God and giving the mean person to Him to handle. Frankly, it's even up to the Lord to help each of us to live out our lives in any God-honoring way, and that includes this way of forgiving and living out the love of Jesus. Truly, the only way to avoid the mean people's, I say that in quotes, mean people's power over you and your feelings, and over me and all of our feelings, the only way to avoid allowing them to have power over us is to be empowered by Jesus Christ Himself. Let's look at His example. Certain disciples of Jesus acted like real jerks at times. Think of Judas. Wow. I know you have already heard about him. But Jesus still loved him. And Peter, he was a loudmouth. And he would just say anything sometimes and do things that were just very impulsive. But Jesus still loved him. And then there, of course, was Doubting Thomas, and just, we could go through a lot, but we don't have enough time right now. Anyway, since Jesus could love them, and Jesus could die on the cross for the meanest people, he certainly can empower us to forgive and love the mean people in our lives. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." But it must be made clear, my friends, it is not good to enable evil by staying in a place where you are abused. Abuse cannot be tolerated. Do not accept abuse of yourself or your children. Get help, please. Again, it is not good to enable evil by staying in a place where you are abused. When we learn to lean on Jesus and overcome evil with good, we give God glory. Take God's word for it. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome and conquered by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let's talk about God's glory now and how we give God glory as we love the irritating, unquote, people and the, quote, mean, unquote, people. You don't want to hold back what God deserves, right? Well, when we live out the love of Jesus by relying on him for the power to do so, we give God the glory he infinitely deserves. And when we don't do the right thing, we withhold something that God deserves, and that is living a life that gives glory to him. In conclusion, let's focus on some scriptures about Jesus and being a bright light for him and through him. Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Let's pray. Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the opportunity to pray and know you're listening. Thank you for dying on the cross when we weren't even out of our sin at all. I stumble over my own words right now, Lord. It's so profound that you would die while we were yet sinners. That you love us that much. Help us, Lord, to love others with your love. We cannot do that in our own human ways. We know that's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And so, God, we just turn to you right now, and we ask that you would empower us through your Holy Spirit. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to just empower us to love others this week and not get distracted by what people say and do, but instead to just keep our eyes on you and share you and love you. Lord, I also pray with those who are just right now realizing that they need you as Savior and Lord. We know that you, Jesus, said, "I am the way, not a way." So we just turn to you right now, Lord Jesus. We believe you died on the cross for our sins. We believe that you rose again, conquering sin and death, and that you did all that personally for us. We receive you, Jesus. We don't reject you anymore. We submit to you instead of ignoring you and rejecting you. Instead, we submit ourselves to you as Savior and Lord. Please rule our lives. We realize we cannot do anything enough to please you, and that it's only through you, Jesus, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive mercy in time of need. So we do so right now. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for helping us to forgive others. We just release everything to you right now, and we ask for your blessing to be upon us, that we may be blessings to others. I pray also for those who are suffering physically or emotionally, mentally. I just pray that you would alleviate their suffering by encountering you in a special way today, that you that we know that in your presence is fullness of joy. And I just pray that no matter what they're going through, that they would experience your joy again in a fresh way today. Please refresh our spirits. Please use us to give you glory. And we give you glory right now. We glorify your name. You are God and there is no other. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Buy a Bible with the intention of giving it away, and do it with the love and light of Jesus Christ. If you have a prayer request, feel free to send one 24/7. Send one to prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends, and remember that Jesus still loves you.